are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
See, I want to talk to you today because I know that it's time for us to begin to purchase our Christmas gifts, if we haven't already. Some of us may have. I want to talk with you about this idea of giving a gift of the present. Now, the present is, of course, now. The present is, of course, time. This was my attempt to be clever. And I realized, going back and looking at the gifts, and I want to talk predominantly about the gifts that I've given. The gifts that I have given that have meant the most to me. Now, does that make sense to you? In other words, we've all had gifts that we've received. And my guess is, and we're going to get to that, that those gifts would fall in this same gift of the present idea. But the gifts that I have given that have made me feel the best are the ones in which I invested time. Think if that's true for you as well. Now, it could be the time searching for something that someone wants. Let's say that someone wants a particular style and brand of jeans and can't find those jeans anywhere. And you take over the task of doing all the searching and everything. And in the end, you're ultimately successful or not. Either way, you've given the gift of your time. Time makes us feel better because it is the one thing that we all want. What do? When we make a lot of money, we buy more time. As soon as people start having more money, they pay other people to do the things they don't want to do. The most important thing to us is time. And so when we know that we have expended time for someone else, then we feel a stronger connection to that person, and the gift is more memorable to us. Let me give you just one example, and I'm sure I'll have several more pop in my mind. Back when I was in ministerial school, living in Holden, Missouri, the home that we had bought, we got this three-bedroom house and 12 and a half acres for $100,000. It was so far out in the sticks, my jokey was always, the zip code is EIEIO, okay? But one of the things it came with was a workshop. So I started putting tools in the workshop, not knowing which end of a hammer to hold. And as Christmas came up, we didn't have any money to buy gifts because I wasn't working and really full time. And I was in school full time. And so I found on the internet, even back then they had the internet, and a plan for building birdhouses. So I bought a handful of boards, brought them home, and Leah sat on the stool with me. She was probably 7 years old and watched me cut the board, wore her little goggles. And then we cut the boards, drilled the holes, and I nailed them together. And I was surprised they turned out better than I thought. And then I took paints and I turned it over to Leah. In my mind, I saw these, you know, things that looked like little Tudor homes that were going to be elegantly painted with shutters and everything. And then Leah saw it very differently and made it into an abstract, right? So what did we do? We invested probably three nights and most of a Saturday working on this. And I remember how important that gift was to me. And the cool thing with this was every time we would go and visit our family, we would see the birdhouses that we had made. It was a very rewarding thing. So as Christmas is coming up, everybody wants things. I want things. You want things? I want things. There are things I want. And so I want to invite you to consider giving people what they want if you want, and also how can you also give them something that is a gift of your time to make it memorable for you. in high school, I dabbled in poetry, and I have found that the greatest gifts I can give someone is a poem. Because to me, a poem is not something that I just sit down and rattle off. It's something that I must know the person and be in a relationship with for a very long time. And also, I must have an overarching feeling coming up that's a theme. And I work it and write it and write it. And I get the joy of defining and clarifying my feelings for that person. So I want to give you some examples. I want to give you some examples of things that I've done in the past and that you might consider doing for people who are on your list. Now, as you know, I live in Key Largo, Florida, and we're having a bitter cold snap right now. It was 57 degrees. I have turned the heat on. Oh, let me show you my hat. It's purple, of course. Here we go. These are actually bicycle liners for bicycle helmets. But man, when you are sans hair, without hair, this is awesome. This is just what you need. So because I live in this warm, beautiful place, and my daughter lives in Kansas City, Missouri, one of the things that I agreed to give her as a Christmas gift was trading homes and dogs for a week. She's got this one dog that's 100 pounds, and he's a puppy, and his name's Ronan, and he's adorable, and he's a lot of energy, and she's got a very sweet dog. And I volunteered to switch houses. She can come down here and stay with Teddy. So just consider that. That's a gift of time. I've shared with you once before, the interesting thing about coconuts when you live in the tropics as I do, and I moved down here not knowing anything, still don't know a heck of a lot. One of the things about coconuts is that you see them in the grocery store and they're these big bowling ball type things, right? They start out like this. I was in the hot tub the other day in Miami where I live, and there was a coconut in there, and it was about this big. It wasn't much bigger than a lima bean. And so what I did was I took some coconuts that were about this big, you know, and I painted them to look like jack-o'-lanterns. I painted them orange first. Then I went back with a black pen and I drew some spooky faces on them, threw them in a box, sent them to my daughter. She loved them. They're now her Halloween displays. It doesn't take a ton of time and it doesn't take a ton of creativity to make something meaningful for someone else. One of the things I did years ago when we were working to integrate our families when I was married, and I wouldn't say working, we were hoping that everyone would get to know each other on a closer basis, I gave us dance lessons once a month in our home. There was a woman who came over, and for $45, she drove like a half an hour to come to our home, and I would always tip her like $20, $25. But she came in, and for a half an hour to an hour, she taught us a variety of dances, including salsa, etc. And it was the whole family. It was like a line dance, and we learned to laugh together, and we learned to be together. That's a gift of time. The other thing that I want to share with you that I've done, and let me see if I can pick it up and show you. Yeah, not a problem. This is an Echo 8. It's going to show you pictures that I have as my background. That's me and Teddy in Miami. Anyway, Echo 8s right now, they were the other day, I think they still are $64. And I would encourage you, this is one of Will's favorite things, okay? If Oprah can have favorite things, so can I. Here's one of Will's favorite things. Back when the pandemic was really just stressing me and my daughter Leah out, when everybody was literally closed down, we were so stressed and we realized how lonely we were. Because even though both of us kind of work at home, we normally could go out somewhere. We could go to a coffee shop, we could go to a library, et cetera, restaurant. And so we became irritable. I noticed that. We were actually starting to snap at each other. And I bought these Echo 8s. So here's what we do with the Echo 8s. She gets in at about 9:30 my time, which is about 8:30 her time. She texts me and lets me know she's there. So usually around 9:30 my time, I'll have a cup of coffee or a glass of water or something like that. And we sit and we connect. We have to connect at least 10 minutes of what's going on in your life. What'd you do in the last 24 hours? What's going? Tell me about the dogs. Tell me about your husband. Tell me about this. Tell me about that. We don't talk about work. We then talk about work. We talk about, well, I learned this. I discovered this. Well, this didn't work yesterday when I was sending out this email. Well, this is this new software program that I'm working on that I think is going to be advantageous, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we say, okay, well, I got this to do first. We always summarize at the end. All right, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And then we do it. And you know how we do it? Together. We don't turn off the Echo 8s. We literally leave it on. And we see each other all the time. By the way, if you're worried about privacy, which I understand, this has a manual slide on it that you can shut the camera. And you literally see the little piece of plastic go in front of the camera. So I highly recommend this, especially right now during the pandemic. Now, I will tell you that they seem to be back ordered. I've ordered two. And the first one I ordered was about a month ago. And I paid... good gosh, I got a discount then, but these were originally $200, $185, I think, when I bought the first two. And now they're down to $64. The last thing I want to invite you to do is to consider whether you make a gesture of giving this to someone else or not. I want to invite you to set up no phone zones. If you haven't seen The Social Dilemma, you need to see it. Put it on your list and watch it. And you need to set up a no phone zone for the people who are important in your life. Our phones are designed to make us go, oh, well, check this. You're having a conversation? Well, what would Google say about that? Oh, well, who really starred in this movie? Hop, 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 hop. It's never been more easy. The challenge is, it's just like the mind erasers at Walmart. Yeah. You think those gray things you walk through are security? Those are mind erasers. You go in knowing what you want, and you come out with everything else. So as soon as you turn on your phone or look at your phone, you're gone in most cases. My invitation to you is to decide that the couch is a no-phone zone, or the dinner table is a no-phone zone. And then begin to, in little ways, give time to the person that you love. I always like to use a little bit of behavioral economics because it hurts enough to make us understand. If that person that you're sitting with, looking at your phone, dropped dead today, you'd give anything to go back and be with them again. And you'd throw that phone out the window. So remember, the most precious thing you have is your time. Give it to others and make sure that you give it with intention. Choose things that you can do that make you feel more connected to the other person, and they'll love you for it. Enjoy today, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
For no more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.